Deva Sudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 10. Maharaj Rahugana meets Jad Bharat. Text 5. Samsargikaha Doshaha Eva Nunam Ekasya Api Sarvesham Samsargikanam Bhavitum Arhati Iti Nischitya Nishamya Kripanavachaha Raja Rahuganaha Upasita Vridha Api Nisargena Balat Kritaha Ishat Utita Manyuhu Avipashta Brahmatejasam Jatavedasam Iva Rajasa Avritta Matihi Aha Samsargiko Dosha Eva Nunam Ekasyapi Sarvesham Samgarkikanam Bhavitum arhatiti Nischitya Nishamya Kripanavacho Raja Rahugana Upasita Vridho Pinisargena Balat Krita Ishad Uttita Manyur Avipashta Brahma Tejasam Jatavedasam Ivaraja Savrita Matir Aha Samsargikaha. Resulting from intimate association. Doshaha, a fault. Eva, indeed. Nunam, certainly. Ekasya, of one. Api, although. Sarvesham, of all other. Samsargikanam, persons associated with him. Bhavitum, to become. Arhati, is able. Iti, thus. Nischitya, ascertaining. Nishamya, by hearing. Kripanavachaha, the words of the poor servants who were very afraid of being punished. Raja, the king. Rahuganaha, Rahugana. Upasita Vridhaha, having served and heard from many elderly sages. Api, in spite of. Nisargena, by his personal nature, which was that of a Kshatriya. Balat, by force. Kritaha, done. Ishat, slightly. Utita, awakened. Manyuhu, whose anger. Avispashta, not being distinctly visible. Brahmatejasam, his, Judd Barrett's, spiritual effulgence. Jatavedasam, a fire covered by ashes in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Eva, like. Rajasa, avrita, covered by the mode of passion. Mutihi, whose mind. Aha, said. Translation. King Rahugana could understand the speeches given by the carriers who were afraid of being punished. He could also understand that simply due to the fault of one person, the palanquin was not being carried properly. Knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, he became a little angry, although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced. His anger arose due to his inborn nature as a king. Actually, King Rahugana's mind was covered by the mode of passion. And he therefore spoke as follows to Judd Barrett, whose Brahman effulgence was not clearly visible, being covered like a fire covered by ashes. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The distinction between Rajoguna and Sattvaguna is explained in this verse. Although the king was very upright and advanced in political science and governmental management, he was nonetheless in the mode of passion, and therefore, due to a slight agitation, he became angry. Judd Barrett, despite all kinds of injustice endured because of his deaf and dumb display, remained silent by the strength of his spiritual advancement. Nonetheless, his Brahma Tejaha, his Brahman effulgence, was indistinctly visible in his person. Samsargiko dosha eva nunam ekasyapi sarvesham samsargikanam bhavitum arhatiti nischitya nishamya kripana vacho raja rahugana upasita vridhopi nisargena balat krita ishat utita manyur avish pata pashta brahmatejasam jatavedasam eva rajas savrita Matir Aha. So, the need for Brahminical culture is also explained here, that although the king was qualified as a Kshatriya and trained as such, very intelligent, very powerful, good birth, everything auspicious, but still, because the tendency of passion is there, means he may get angry too quickly, unnecessarily become offended, and take severe action. The system is that he should take consultation and guidance from the brahmanas who are in the mode of sattvaguna, mode of goodness, because they don't lose their minds. Shama, dama, tapak, sho, cham, shantir, arjavam, evacha, shantir. They're peaceful. Gyanam Bhiganam Astikyam Brahmakarma Swabhavajam. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work. That's why they're held in such high esteem. That's why they're the heads of society. Just like if you have a country, a nation, and there's some provocation from some other source, some other nation. So you want the person who's making the final decision to be very cool-headed. Of course, you also want the person who's at the head to be very powerful and be fearless. So how do we get the same thing? Or how do we get both things from him? And that is that the Kshatriya is very powerful, but he takes advice from the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are also powerful. Brahmateja, they have even more power, as Vashishta displayed to Vishvamitra, that the Brahmatejas is greater, or as Drona displayed. But generally, the Brahmanas don't take up weapons. There are some exceptions, Parashuram, Drona, Ashwatthama, but generally they don't. They prefer to leave that business to the Kshatriyas. And that's better. So, although they have the power, they generally don't display it, and they prefer to display their power of knowledge, of understanding, like Vyasadeva, Narad Muni. They come and they give advice to the kings. And then the kings, whatever Narad Muni says, there's no question of doubting it. He never tells anything untrue, not even in jest. Same thing with Vyasadeva. So when they say something, the king knows this is true. And because they are Trikalagya, at least a pure devotee is able to see past, present, and the future, whatever advice they give will be advantageous. Therefore, a Brahmin advisor should also be a Vaishnava. When we say Brahmana, the real Brahmana, Brahmajanatiti Brahmana, and he knows Brahman, but even more than knowing Brahman, he knows Parabrahman. That's the real Brahmana. So Vaishnava, Brahman Vaishnava, like Narad Muni, like Vyasadeva, they can give perfect advice. Therefore, we see that in the Vaishnav line of Kshatriyas, they chose pure devotee Vaishnav Brahmanas as their guides, as their counselors. And then everything goes wonderfully. Because the Kshatriya, he can execute the order. Here in America, we have the legislative branch. So that could be compared to the Brahminical side there, giving instructions. And the executive branch, they're supposed to execute the laws given by the Brahmanas. So now the Bhagavatam, someone may say, oh, it's a quaint story, nice little episode here. But what does it have to do with our practical lives? Here we are in the 21st century. It's not applicable. It's 5,000 years outdated. And we have to get on with business. And we don't need to go backwards. We certainly don't want to go backwards. We want to go forward, coming up with new plans and new schemes for making the world a wonderful place. But is it palam parichiyate? We can see by the result, judge a tree by the fruit, what we were hearing this morning, that the results are not proving out that they have a better plan. It doesn't appear that things are improving. If we look at the economy, if we look at the state of the environment, of course, now cosmetically we're trying to make some arrangements. But how can we solve the problems when our hearts are so filled with lust and greed and anger and fear and illusion and darkness and ignorance and envy. How can we expect that when we get a group together like this, that we're going to come up with some very nice, compatible solutions that everyone will be happy with? How is it possible? If you bring some very angry, mad dogs together, you don't expect they're going to become very peaceful. And no. Therefore, the hearts have to be cleansed. Chaito darpana marjanam. The consciousness has to be cleansed. Heart, chitta, chaita means consciousness, the heart. Consciousness has to be cleansed. Without cleansing the heart, no one will be able to make the right decisions. When a person is impelled by passion, it means he makes very quick, rash decisions. Based on what? His kama, his desires. And when someone does that, you can be sure that there's going to be trouble. Because those decisions will not be made carefully, thoughtfully. And what to speak of in the mode of ignorance, when we have sufficient passion, but more than passion, we have jaganya guna vrittista adhoga chanti tamasa. We have the mode of ignorance, which is always wrong. Passion sometimes, at least it gives some apparent pleasure in the beginning. Appears like pleasure, like nectar in the beginning and poison at the end. But ignorance is just poison all the way. So now we have poison and a little nectar on the top. And this is how the society is being run. It's a very dangerous situation. No one's making progress. We're making progress towards hell. America leading the way boldly. Bold new generation. But we're boldly, just like the moths boldly fly into the big fire. I'm boldly leading my group of moths, and we're all flying into the fire. Pop, pop, pop. This is our pride. And fortunately, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Svadamo Pagate Dharma Gyana Dibi Saha Kalo Nashta Disham Esha Puranarko Dunoditaha. Krishna left. The question was, now who will give religious principles? Who will lead the earth? It was Krishna that arranged the battle of Kurukshetra. It was Krishna that dethroned Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, because they were Avaishnavas. They were not following Krishna's instructions. Therefore, he arranged that Yudhisthira Maharaj, it was very dramatic and very long, 13 years exile, but ultimately, Krishna orchestrated. But now, when Krishna departed, the sages were concerned. Who's going to protect religious principles now on the earth? Who will be present? Krishna stayed for 125 years. And they knew that as soon as he left, Kali Yuga began the very moment that Lord Krishna left. So Kali Yuga now was here. What to do? And the answer is that this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun for eliminating all the darkness. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. It's Krishna himself, incarnation. And it has to be taken just as if Krishna were personally here speaking to us. Because we're acting as the brahmanas, isn't it? That's our role. This movement is especially meant for training up Brahman Vaishnavas. Of course, we'll also, if we become qualified will also guide the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas and the Shudras. We'll advise everyone, the whole society. But first we have to become trained up, fully convinced and fully cognizant of Srimad Bhagavatam and its implications, full faith, without doubting. Doubts have to be destroyed, as Krishna told Arjuna. You have to remove all these doubts because they won't lead to success. Then we can give advice to leaders of the world. And perhaps they'll take it. That's their choice. But from our side, at least if we do our duty, and what are the duties of the Brahmanas? We discussed, Brahmanas' occupations, six occupations, patana patana, yajana yajana, dana patigraha. Patana means study. Study the Vedas. We have to hear regularly. If a Brahman doesn't hear regularly, then he's like a overgrown. What is it? He becomes overgrown. Garden. He has to hear regularly from the Vedas. Patana patana. And to teach others. So that we have our book distribution, transcendental book distribution, where patana, we're distributing this knowledge. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Jare Dake Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Gyai Guru Hana Tare Desh. Wherever you go, every town and village, you should become guru and explain the science to the people, wherever you are. So wherever we go, if we go to the laundromat, maybe there's an opportunity to explain Krishna Bhakti. If we go to gas station, there's always some opportunity to give Krishna consciousness, or schools, or leaders. But that is our business. That's the Sankirtan movement. To give transcendental knowledge which glorifies Krishna. Because that knowledge comes from Him. He's the source of all the knowledge. And He's the goal. Vedaishya Sarvara. Aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda veda eva cha aham. He's the source of the knowledge. He's the goal of the knowledge. And because the Vaishnavas are compassionate, karunika, they care about the other living entities. It's not that they only care about themselves, at least not the Goshtananandis. Even the Bhajananandis care about others, but they may not feel inclined to participate. But the Goshtananandis are the preachers, and that is the line that we're coming in. The line of Prahlad Maharaj, the line of Narad Muni, the line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are Goshtananandi program. So bringing Krishna out to them, outreach, but then also bringing them in. So going out, bringing it to them, but then inviting them to come. See Krishna, learn, associate with the devotees. Without association with devotees, there's no hope. They'll not be able to make spiritual advancement without association with devotees. So our mood should be bring people in. Bring them more and more. As much as possible to come. And therefore, the deity worship is, of course, there's no need for me to give my compliments, which don't mean anything, but at least from my perspective, this is such a wonderful standard of devotional service. Prabhupada will be very, very pleased. So congratulations for all your nice services here and distributing books and Harinam, all these things, bringing prasadam, people are coming. This is wonderful. And we can continue with it, increase it as much as possible. And then our lives will be successful. We have nothing to worry about. If we engage our lives till the end in this way, trying to spread the Sankirtan movement, taking the instructions of the spiritual master as our life and soul, and following them, then our lives will be perfect, and we'll be available or eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. That's the simple program. There's nothing hidden. There's no, small print. It's all big print. If you follow this, then you will come back to me. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madjaji mam namaskuru. Mame vaishasi satyam te pratijane priyosimi. That's what this movement is meant for. Thank you very much. If there's any questions, we can try to... Isn't that my problem?
And the brahmanas are not interested in establishing themselves. How do the brahmanas give their instruction when most people are in ignorance? They're not interested. The leadership is not interested in hearing it. So how is it that the brahmanas can do anything?
Well, look how many books are going out by brahmins, Vaishnavas. Thousands and millions. That's a wonderful educational system. But then, Prabhupada also said Varnashram College there should be established. And with that Varnashram College, we teach these books. We train people in practical application, how to apply it. And then they go out. First, brahmanas, then kshatriyas, vaishyas. We should have all those educational systems. Just like they're teaching so many things. There's college, the hairdressing colleges. There's a security guards college, university. And the list goes on and on. These are just ones that I've come across in the last few years. There's so many. They're opening colleges and they're getting students. So we have to open college and promote and show strongly how valuable this education is. They're not interested in this education because they say, well, where's the money? How much am I going to get out of this? They're thinking that that's the goal of life, to get money. I go to school, I get my education, and this will bring $40,000 a year, this will bring $80,000. Spend an extra few years, they think like that. But that's because they're in ignorance. They don't know the law of karma. According to their past activities, they're going to get a certain amount. It's already fixed. So, we have to explain. Just like last night, we had the opportunity to explain to some of our acquaintances from the past. And we explained how they're not this body, how the soul transmigrates. And they were very interested. They didn't know that. So, the more and more we explain it and get the message out, then people will appreciate and they'll become more wise and they'll make right decisions. And then, by spreading Krishna consciousness very strongly, very enthusiastically, the people will not want these rascal leaders anymore. They won't want misleaders. They'll want leaders. They'll ask the devotees, can we have some devotees running? Can we have devotees in charge? And then the devotee kshatriyas will be ready. He's got the microphone already. Go ahead.
Thank you for the nice class, Maharaj. Speaking about Varnashram, Prabhupada mentioned one time that two activities can change the world. One is distribution of these books, and two is farm communities. But we've seen from the past we've had difficulty establishing farm communities. Do you have any...
If at first don't succeed, try again. Doesn't mean that we give up. It's a tough task. None of it, we're all city boys, at least most of us, city girls. We're not used to living that. We don't want to take up the plow. But some have to do that to set the example, at least as actors. At least we have to act like we're, you know, enjoying pulling the plow. We have to play the role. So somebody has to, would you mind playing the role? Not necessarily you, but somebody. I would say play the role, put on some nice, make it look a little bit attractive. Some nice colorful silk outfits, make the oxen look very beautiful. Because, you know, if America, if it looks like there's mud and dirt, you know, and the tatty clothes, and, you know, we'll stay away. But if it's a little more attractive and, you know, make it look a bit more attractive and present it. Put them on TV. Interview them. Well, tell us what you did today and tell us what the meaning of this is and how is it working, and make them big, make them popular, famous people. I mean, if we make these rock and roll singers, I mean, if you call this singing or music or whatever it is, they become popular and then thousands of people follow them just by some propaganda. So by propaganda, we're also propagandists. We can do that and use a little. We're supposed to be Brahmins. We're supposed to be intelligent. We should be able to outsmart the rest of them. Isn't it? We're getting intelligence from Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So, if we engage tesham satati yuktam very enthusiastically in devotional service, Krishna will give us intelligence. He's in the heart. He's speaking to the devotees. And then, more and more, they'll be able to have a big influence. Yes, Prabhu.
Well, there is a great opportunity to actually educate the population and lead the way. And in my observation, if devotees don't start doing something about it, somebody else will lead the way. Like, for example, just around San Diego, there's a I forget the number, but it's in dozens, organic farms. People are just turning more towards producing their own food, and there's so many community gardens in Little San Diego, so many community gardens. And then outside of San Diego, I actually am planning to visit some of them, as we want to, you know, lead the way, you know, teach people how to weave the baskets, you know, till the ground, you know, plant your own seeds. People don't want Monsanto seeds, you know. They want natural seeds, not the, what you call those...
engineered.
Genetically modified seeds. And then we can also add to the package the meaning of life, you know, simple living, high thinking. These are things Prabhupada taught us many, many years ago. And we have quite a few non-devotees who are actually leading the way now. They're actually taking this away from us.
But they won't be able to lead properly, and that's the problem.
That's the problem. So we shouldn't be
sitting. Their hearts are not purified, and they don't know the direction to go in life. Therefore, they always mislead, even though they have good intentions. So therefore, it's incumbent upon the devotees. It's not that there will be some other leaders that'll do the nice job and we just won't get the credit. They'll do a horrible job. They'll lead us to hell faster. Because every plan, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Maya Sukhaya Bharam Udvahato Vimudhan, every time they come up with a new solution, it's worse than the last one, not better. Archita Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your nice presentation. You know, once Prabhupada was walking in a park, I believe it was in Denver, and he was saying, it's the middle of the day, the devotees are walking in this nice park, where are all the karmis? They're working hard. He said, so they worked hard, they built this park, and we're smart, we come here and chant Hare Krishna. He said, this is like the mouse and the snake. The mouse builds a hole, the snake comes and eats him and lives comfortably. So I just came back from traveling in Bosnia and Croatia. In those countries, a lot of people still grow their own food. Every home has a little garden, etc. So the intelligent thing for us to do is to go and preach to those people. You don't have to become a farmer yourself if you're a city boy. Uh-huh. But preach to those already growing. Like Mahatata said, people are growing in San Diego, here in L.A. It's a big movement also. Go and preach to them. Mm. Make them devotees. Uh-huh. Why get your nails dirty? You're not used to it. And you're not going to be good at it. Go and preach to those who already know how to grow food.
Very good.
Make them into devotees.
Yes, good. Give them association. Very nice. Any over here? Yes? Microphone.
There we go. Okay, so you were talking about how we can be more intelligent because we're devotees and we're receiving the intelligence from Krishna. And my question, I guess, was you mentioned that a brahmana needs to have spiritual qualities, but obviously if let's say I'm a math teacher or something and I know my subject of math, I can instruct students on that subject with, I don't want to say purely material qualifications. So the question is, you know, there are people out there that are in the role of teachers and instructors who are working, let's just say, I don't want to give percentages, 80% material qualifications and very little spiritual qualification. So as Archita was saying, is the goal to convert the people who are in the role of teacher or to become more expert than the people who are teaching math by developing our material qualifications so that we actually have the right answers and the right solutions so that we can be the most qualified to lead society?
Well, yeah, both are good. Even though they may be qualified as a math using that example, maybe a qualified math teacher, but he doesn't know who's the, you know, what's the ultimate formula to get out of this material world. So if you have so many nice mathematics and he doesn't know the goal of life and his own life is a shambles, which is the case, then how can he actually lead? Just like you wouldn't want Charles Manson to teach your children, you know, electronics, even though he may be very good at it, because his character is terrible. So similarly, a Brahmin, the whole point of a Brahmin, that's why they're the only ones allowed to teach, because they have good character. Therefore, character is more important than the detail. But the Brahmin is Vaishnava. He can, as you say, he can guide the others who have some technical knowledge, some Shilpa knowledge, and give them the spiritual qualifications they need, and they may also be able to teach. But without spiritual direction, it'll always be done for the wrong reason in the wrong direction. It's like we'll use our mathematics to make better bombs, better, as you say, engineered seeds, so we can have, what is it? We can clone in some, you know, all different types. In other words, that's what we'll use our technology for our education, instead of using it for going back to home, back to Godhead. In other words, what's the goal of all this? What's the goal of the education? What's the goal of our teaching? What's the goal of having children? What's the goal of having anything? They don't know. So without that goal, they're busy making progress, but going to hell, going the wrong direction. Somebody has to show the right direction. Andha yatandai upaniyamana, tepisha tantriyam urudamni badha. They're blind. The blind are leading the blind, and everyone's falling into the ditch. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is required to give eyesight. I think we'll take one more. Okay.
ashram colleges, Maharaj, who determines who is to be trained as a Brahmana, who is to be trained as a Kshatriya, who is to be trained as a Vaishya?
Spiritual masters. Brahmanas are spiritual masters. Yes, they're the intelligent members. They're supposed to make those decisions based on their qualifications. Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.